We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Beis by the second Mishnah. Mishnah says, if a person says, Hari Nazir L'Chshiyili Bein, I will be a Nazir when a Bein is born to me. Now, the word Bein, of course, can mean a child in general, but the more specific meaning of Bein is a son. So he says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I'm going to have a son. Tosfos points out, in other words, that he would do that in gratitude to Hashem, who gave me the schus to have a son. So if a son is born to him, Harei's a Nazir, then he's a Nazir. We'll see in the Gemara what chidush there is in that. On the face of it, there's not much of a chidush. But the Mishnah continues, but if a daughter was born to him, or Tumtum Vandraginus, where a Tumtum, the area there is covered up, and you can't tell if it's male, or if the baby is male or female, and Androgynous is where they have the genitals of both, ain't a Nazir, then he's not a Nazir because his neder was specifically that he's going to have a son. The expression of the Gemara is going to be that they're not considered important. But im omak shieli vlad. But if he said that I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a vlad, which is a more general term for a baby, Afilu nolod by bas tumtum v'andrignus. Then even if he has a daughter or tumtum or andrignus, harei's a nazir. Then he's still a nazir because after all they are a vlad, they are a child. Continues the Mishnah. He pila ishtoi. If his wife miscarried, ain't a nazir. Then he's not a nazir because we don't know whether the baby was born. We don't know whether the baby was born full term. We also don't know whether the baby was born alive or whether in fact it still died in the womb. We'll see about the details. We'll see about the details of that in the Gemara. But the Mishnah continues, though, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, either way, he needs to be a Nazir. We've learned before, and we're gonna mention our Gemara over here, we had earlier, Machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, about when a person is a Nazir Misafik. So Reb Yehuda had said Safik Nazirus Lahokol, Reb Shimon had said Safik Nazirus Lahachmir, and when a person is a Safik Nazir, then he has to do something about it because you can't bring your korbanos because of a Safik. You can't bring a Chatos in particular because of a Safik. It might be Cholin Ba'azara, and you need it's true, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that technically if you bring only one or two of the korbanos, you can still shave at the end of the Nazirus and your Nazirus is over. But ideally, you shouldn't do that. Ideally, you're supposed to bring all three korbanos, and one of them is a Chatos at the end of the Nazirus, and you can't bring that. And you can't bring that in the Suffolk. Also, there's the point that if the Nazir, in this case, we're talking about here, it's a man, because obviously he's saying, if my wife gives birth to such and such, and a man, ordinarily, we know a man is not allowed to shave he's not allowed to shave his pace. Only when it comes to a Nazir, or we're going to learn later in the Masechta, also a Mitzvah, when he shaves, then that mitzvah of not shaving his pace is overridden. So if he's only a Nazir Misafik, he can't do that either. So therefore, Reb Shimon is going to say he is a Nazir Misafik, and therefore, in order to get out of the Safik, Reb Shimon Omer, back to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, Yoimar, what the person should say is, since we have the Safik, whether the baby was full term, and therefore can be considered Vlad or not, you should say, Imhoya ben Kayama, if that baby was in fact full term and could have lived, Hareani Nazir, and in other words, then something external went wrong during the birth or something. Hareani Nazir Choiva, then I'm a Nazir because of the obligation of that, namely because I made that neder to become a Nazir. Vimlav, and if not, Hareani Nazir Nedava, then you should still be saying that I'll be a Nazir as a Nedava. I'm accepting on myself a voluntary Nazirus, and therefore one way or the other, he'll be a Nazir, and at the end he can bring his Korbanos. And then that way, no matter what, he's covered and he's able to bring the Korbanos at the end of it. The Mishnah continues, Chozra v'yolda, what if his wife again became pregnant and gave birth to another baby? Hare is a Nazir. So now he's a Nazir regardless, because even if we say that the first baby was not considered a baby because it was born and not, it was born dead, nevertheless, now he has another baby. So even if you're going to say that before his Nazirus wasn't triggered, now it is. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, he also, given that there was a suffix whether he was a Nazir after the first baby, Yoima, what he should say is, he would have to make a t'nai again. If after the first baby he had made the t'nai that Reb Shimon would say that he had to, you still have the problem. In other words, maybe that first time he was only a nozer nedava, because maybe in fact, so maybe the baby was wasn't considered a ben kayama, wasn't considered a viable baby. Therefore his nazirus has not yet been triggered, and it only becomes triggered now. Or maybe it was. So therefore, so Reb Shimon says you still have the suffix based on his shitta before. So he says yoimar, he should make a t'nai im harishin ben kayama, if the first baby was in fact a ben kayama, was in fact a baby who would have been viable, and the fact that he died was because of some external thing, then harishin choiva, then that first nazirus that I made after he was born was an obligation, because that was the neder that I made, the zu nedava, and now I'm going to take on another nazirus voluntarily. And if not, if the first one was Ben Kayama, Harisha Nadava, then retroactively, that first one that I did was a Nadava, Vizu Choiva, and this one that I'm doing now should be the obligatory one. And therefore, again, either way, he's covered, and he's able to bring his carbonus, and he's able to shave and so forth. The Rosh implies, and Rabbeinu Avraham in our heart says more clearly that we're talking about that the second baby was born after he had already accepted the Nazir, after he already made that T'nai that Reb Shimon told him to after the first baby. If he hadn't yet done that, then Reb Shimon would agree that now he can do one Nazirus, because no matter what, either way, before you, it might be till now he was over on Baal Ta'achar, maybe he was delaying doing his Nazirus, and therefore that's wrong. But nonetheless, if he hadn't actually done the Nazirus yet, then now, yeah, he should be able to do one Nazirus, and either way, he's covered. So Reb Shimon is talking about where he had followed what Reb Shimon is saying after the first one and made that t'nai about Choiva and Nadava. So now, by the time the second baby is born, the first Nazirus that he did might have counted if the baby was really a Ben Kayama, but it might not have, and that's why he has to make the t'nai again. So the Gemara asks, on the first case, on the first line of the Mishnah, when he says, Harini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, and we say that then he's a Nazir, when the son is born, he's a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Hai Mai Lememra. Why do we need to say that? Isn't it fairly obvious? And the answer is, Mishum Sefer. The reason is, you're right, that line really is not necessary. We're saying it only as an introduction to the Sefer, where it continues, Bas Tumtum Randragonus ain't a Nazir, that if he had, in that case, a daughter or Tumtum Randragonus, then he's not a Nazir. Well, the Gemara asks, I'm not also Pshita. Isn't that also obvious? He said Bain, and Bain obviously doesn't include any of those. The answer is no, Mao de Tema, because otherwise you might have thought, maybe the word bain doesn't mean, I mean, the word bain can mean a son, of course, but it can also be from the Shurdish ibona, I will be built, the Shurdish bona, like you have when Rachel says, for example, I'm not having children, let me marry my husband off to Bila, the ibona gamanoichi mimena, and I will be built up through her. So he doesn't necessarily mean a son. He means any kind of child. You have a binyan over here, whatever kind of child it is. No, kamash malon deloy. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that no, that he said bain, and therefore we take it in the narrowest sense, bepashlus, because by nedarim you go according to loshem ne'adam, and loshem ne'adam means that bain means an actual son rather than any other type of child. Yeah.
He knows what he said.
Well, he knows what he said, but we still have to look at what the words he actually said. But yeah, and it might even be that he himself maybe says, you know what, I would have said all along that it means any kind of child. But whatever, the fact is, he said the word bain, therefore his nazirus is not found. Next, vim omak sheyeli vlad fuller. Now the Mishnah had continued that if he says, when I have a vlad, where vlad is a more general term meaning a child, then we said even a daughter or a tumtum or androgynous counts. So again, the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that also obvious? And the answer is, Ma'udetema, Vlad de Miksha, Beni Inchi, Beni. And you might have thought without that, maybe it needs to be a baby who's considered important among people. So a daughter, people don't think of a daughter as being that important, at least in those days they didn't. And a tumtum and androgynous also. The Rambam, in fact, holds that a daughter would be included. It is possible that a daughter would be included. The chiddush is that a tumtum or androgynous would be included. You would think maybe a tumtum or androgynous is not considered very important. Kamash Malon, therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, nonetheless, the fact is they are Vlad. Nonetheless, they are considered a Vlad, and therefore his Nazirus is triggered, and therefore Tchal. Okay? We said in the Mishnah, he pila ishtoi ain't a nazir. We said that then if his wife miscarried, then he's not a nazir. So the Gemara says, man katoni la, which Tana is it that says that, that because of a suffix, he's not a nazir, that would be Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu, that would be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we said in connection with a pile of grain. We had previously on Daf Ches a case where A person makes a neder of nazirus. He says, if this pile of grain, which I'm now going to go and measure, if it contains 100 kor, then I will become a nazir. Again, it would be something along the lines of, like Tosfos is saying over here, in connection with the baby, that he'd be saying, out of gratitude to Hashem, who gave me such a bountiful harvest, I'll become a nazir. Bechlal, we have this concept. I mean, you have, you know, we've said before that maybe a nazir is a choyte. We're going to have it again in the next perek. We do find, though, we do see a lot of cases where people would, sometimes the fact is, people would take on nazirus for frivolous reasons and it's not really appropriate. But you would often have, it seems, that people would take on nazirus as a real, genuine expression of that they appreciate something that Hashem did for them. Even by the way, the Navi Amos mentions this in Haftorah, Parshas Vayeshev. Hashem says that to go okim ibnechem le nazirim, and Hashem says, I set up that some of your young men should be nazirim. In other words, Hashem appreciates the fact that there are nazirim out there. And then the pasuk goes on to say that you're forcing the nazirim to break their nazirus. So you're not only you yourselves are doing aveiros, but you're forcing even the people who are trying to do mitzvahs and trying to come closer to Hashem. You're trying to prevent them from that. No, in other words, they're saying the expression of the pasuk is "Vatashkus and Nazirim Yoy." You're forcing the Nazirim to drink wine. Like these people have sworn off wine as part of their Nazirus, and you're telling them, don't be such a chnyok, don't be whatever, go drink wine, you know. So, and the Navi is criticizing them for that. Anyway, the point is that there is this idea to a certain extent that when a person takes on a neder of Nazirus, it can be a positive thing, and they're doing it as an expression of gratitude to Hashem.
Who's the one by Navi is that's telling him, go, don't be a chiyok, and drink wine? Who's the one?
So that's the Navi Amos is describing how people were doing through the Nazirim of his times.
But who are the instigating them? They tell them they should drink wine.
The people of the Aseret HaShavatim, he's criticizing them. Yeah. Anyway, so the point is, so the same thing over here, you have the example, a person has this pile of grain, and he's saying, if the pile contains 100 kor, then I will be a nazir. So now we said, what happens if he goes to measure the pile and found that it was lost or stolen, it was burnt up, or it was stolen or whatever, and now he can't measure it. So Rabbi Yehuda had said over there that he's not a nazir because since it's a case of suffolk, did the pile have 100 kor in it or not? Suffolk nazirus lahokli. So now in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is following the same principle and saying, because we have a suffix, whether the baby was viable, whether it was full term, or whether it was premature and wouldn't have lived anyway, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that he's not a nazir. Tosfos points out, by the way, there is later on in the Masechta, we are going to have something where you have a different point over there where a person makes a, we touched on this in Nedarim as well, where a person makes a neder of nazirus on a situation that is inherently a suffix. They see, for example, somebody coming in the distance and they get into a friendly argument. Is that Reuven coming or is that Shimon coming? And each one says, for example, if that's Reuven, I'll be a nazir. If that's Shimon, I'll be a nazir. And in the end, the guy turns around and walks away and never comes to them. So they never find out whether it was Reuven or Shimon or somebody else. And you have an opinion over there of Reb Tarfon, which the Gemara says over there, Reb Yehuda agrees with, that says that they're not nazirim anyway, even if the person did come to them, because loy nitna naziros elolah flaw. When you're making a statement of nazirus, when you're saying I will be a nazir, it has to be a clear thing, not that there's an uncertainty involved at the time you're saying it.
Yeah, but someone that says I'll have a baby, I'll become
nazir. So that's the thing. Tosfos points out that if you were going to say that our Mishnah was according to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, then you would say that you wouldn't be a nazir even if it was a healthy baby because the baby didn't exist yet. So necessarily, we have to say, that's why the Gemara is stressing that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda over here is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we find by the pile of grain, where we say he's not a Nazir only because right now there's a Suffolk. But if the Suffolk were to be clarified, if afterwards, for example, we were to catch the thieves and they would return the pile of grain and we found that it had 100, then in fact he would be a Nazir. Similarly over here, if the baby is born healthy, then he is a Nazir, as opposed to according to that opinion over there. With that said, though, there is something, a chiddush from Revelvel Brisker, who says that maybe not. The difference is, in our Mishnah, he's saying that ultimately I will be a Nazir. When will it be? When I have a son. So all it is, you know, eventually when he has a son, it's going to happen. It just may take time, as opposed to over there, you're saying something that's not known. And it may never, first of all, it may never be known. But second of all, it may not be that person at all. So therefore, there could be a distinction that you could draw over there. In fact, in that Gemara over there, in that Gemara later on about the case of the person walking towards them and so on and so forth, Tosfos actually makes a point over there and says that Mishnah would follow the Tana of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Akiva Eger over here asks in Gilui Nashas, one second, we're saying over here that those are two different opinions. You have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda about the pile of grain versus you have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda about the person walking towards them. And then Tosfos is saying over here that there's a difference. So what does that Tosfos over there mean? So maybe that can be answered based on that chiddush of Revelvel Brisker that in fact in that case you're talking about a suffix which is even it's a worse suffix kind of less of a suffix whether it's ever going to happen as opposed to here. So our Mishnah follows. So the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, in other words, is Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yoimim Hoya Ben Kayama Hauni Nozir Choyva. So Rabbi Shimon is saying that the person should make a Tanai. If it was a viable baby and he passed away of other causes, then I'll be a Nozir Choyva. The Imlav, and if not Hauni Nozir Nedaba, then I'll be a voluntary Nozir. So now, in connection with that, Rab Abba asked Rab Huna a question as follows. Suppose the person says, "Hauni nazir l'chshiyili bein." So he says, "I'll be a nazir when I have a son." V'yipila ishtoi. Now his wife miscarried, and he doesn't know. And the hifrish korban, he designated korbanus that he's going to bring at the end of his nazirus. Now at this point, it's only a suffix nazirus. V'chazra v'yolda, and then on that same day, his wife had another baby. So his wife was pregnant with twins. They didn't know it all along. And now, after the first baby was born stillborn, then she had a second one on that same day. Mahu. So what would be the din? So now, in other words, the point is, Tosfos says the fact that the second baby was born viable is a very strong proof that the first one probably was also, and that the fact that he passed away was because of some external factor.
The same day.
That was all on the same day. In other words, right. So in other words,
the one that came out alive then.
So no. So that's the point. In other words, you have the first baby came out, and we see the baby is dead. We don't know, did it die in the womb? Did it die during the birth? Whatever it is. But then afterwards, we have another baby is born who's perfectly healthy. So now we have a strong reason to believe. A lot of time, now when you have twins, there's two ways for twins to be formed, but the Gemara generally talks about the first one. We have identical twins where you have one drop that's split into two. You have one fertilized egg that's split into two, and that produces identical twins. You can also have fraternal twins where it was two separate ones. But anyway, the point is that therefore we have very strong reason to believe that what happened to one is identical to what happened to the other. Therefore, if one of them was born dead and the other one is born alive, we have every reason to think that even the one who was born dead could have lived, and just something happened, something went wrong during the birth or something, and therefore you should still be considered a Vlad Kayam. You should still be considered that even the first one was a viable baby.
That's what you see, alive when it came out, then it died.
That's what we're talking about.
Died inside.
Doesn't matter. Well, we don't know whether it died inside or not. You got mixed up over there. The midwife was distracted for a moment over there, and now we don't know whether the baby was already. Anyway, the point is that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying Suffolk Nazirus Lahako, and that a person doesn't put himself in, we talked about in particular on Dafches, we had the expression, we said that Rabbi Yehuda would say a person wouldn't put himself into a Suffolk where the Suffolk is worse than the Vaday. Where again, as we said over there, if a person is a Suffolk Nazir, he's worse off than a Vaday Nazir, in the sense that a Vaday Nazir, at least eventually, he can shave his hair and bring his korbanos, and then his Nazirus is over. A Suffolk Nazir, we said he can't, because he can't bring Chatos based on a Suffolk, and you can't shave your hair and you pay us based on a Suffolk. So Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore, that we don't impose the Suffolk on him. But over here, where we have such a strong proof that since the second baby was born alive, then maybe the first one also, maybe we should say that now when he designated these korbanos after the first one was born, maybe they are in fact kodesh. Maybe they do in fact have the kedusha of the korbanos of a nazir. And therefore, as the Gemara is going to go on to say, maybe we should say that those should be considered like any other animals of a korban, where they're also to shear them or to work with them.
They can't bring them as a korban.
So he could bring them as a korban, but then to bring them as a korban, he's going to be bringing them regardless after the second baby. Either way, he set out in nazir l'chshi alibay. Now he has a second baby who's definitely alive, so he definitely becomes a nazir and is eventually going to have to bring korbanos because of that one. The problem is over here. The question over here is he designated the animals as korbanos before the second baby came out. The first one was a suffix. So that's the question, in other words. So the Gemara asks, Aliba de Man. Well, who are you asking the question according to? E Aliba de Reb Shimon. If you're asking the question according to Reb Shimon, Mighty Boyle, then what's the question? Ha Amr Reb Shimon, Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir. Reb Shimon says that Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir. So therefore, according to him, so even if you didn't have a second baby, so fine, you have a suffix. So, and because of the suffix, yes, you wouldn't be able to shear the animals or work with them or whatever. Ella Aliba de Reb Yehuda. So rather, the question becomes, according to Reb Yehuda, the Amar Suffolk Nazirus Lahakol, where he, after all, says that when you have a Suffolk Nazirus, you have to be lenient. But the question is, my, in our case over here, since, again, we have a strong reason to believe that maybe even the first baby was viable, and therefore that when he designated these animals, it might have been that he designated them for a valid Nazirus, and therefore they'd be also like any other animals of a carbon to shear and to work. So now, my, what would be the din? Kaddish or loy kaddish? So would they be considered kaddish or would they not? And the Gemara says, my naftamina, and the practical difference would be the gizase v'lavet, right? As far as shearing and working it, where, since there's a suffix, then should he be getting malchus? So Tosfos explains, in other words, that we're not saying that maybe there could be malchus here b'mezid, that there could be malchus here as a vaday, because then the question would really be appointed of Shimon as well. The Gemara is saying the question is strictly appointed of Yehuda, but according to Shimon, who's saying that he is Suffolk Nazir. So the question is. But now that she had a baby, Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, either way, now he's a Nazir vaday. So the question is, so we're not asking whether he's going to get Malkus. Even according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have Vadei Kedusha in it, because even according to him, after the first baby, which is when he designated it, it was a Suffolk. So therefore, so the question is just going to be, not does he get Malkus, but would he be allowed to shear it and work with it? It's a Suffolk over here. So that would be the question. I mean, eventually he's going to bring the Korbanos, right? But during those 30 days, so then Gemara says the Gemara leaves off take. So therefore he shouldn't shear them and he shouldn't work with them. But if he does, then he can't be chayav malchus.
Can't bring a chatas to them.
So that's the thing. So for a Suffolk Nazirus, you can't bring a chatas. So Reb Shimon would say, okay, so you'll be a Suffolk Nazir. What you should really do, if you want to get yourself out of the Suffolk, make another neder of Nazirus Nedava, like we said in the Mishnah. And then do the same thing after the second. In this case, they're all born on one day. You don't necessarily need the separate neder of Nazirus and Nedava in between. No, so over here, that's the point. According to both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, you are going to be a Nazir because there was a healthy baby born, and it's all on the same day, so you can't say that the new Nazirus includes days that the old one doesn't. Either way, you're still a Nazir. The question is only the fact that you designated these animals as korbanos before the second baby was born. Is that enough to put kedusha on them? In other words, think of it like this. If a person is not a nazir at all, if I'm not a nazir, but if I have an animal and I say I'm designating these animals for the korbanos of a nazir, nothing would happen because I'm not a nazir.
But you could be for someone else.
You could sponsor for somebody else. So fine. If you would have to say that. Yeah. But so over here, the question is the question is, According to Rabbi Yehuda, again, the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's no suffix nazirus, but maybe over here, the suffix is a much stronger one towards the side that there was, in fact, a viable baby over here, since we see the second one came out viable and healthy. So therefore, maybe after all, retroactively, we should say the first one probably was also, and just some mishap happened that it died after the birth, but it was full term, just like the other one. And therefore, maybe we should say that, even after he designated it, after the first one was born, that's enough for it to be Kaddish.
This way he would be allowed to live with
it. And this way, he's not allowed to shear it or work with it. Eventually he'll bring it as a carbon. Yeah, but either way, eventually, that's the point. Because since he had a second baby, ultimately he'll be able to bring his carbonus, sure. And ultimately he'll be able to shave. It doesn't matter whether we go the first one, the second one, they're both born the same day. So either way, the Nazirus is going to start on that day.
Even though the second one, it might be in Dava.
That was the case of our Mishnah was talking about where there were separate pregnancies.
Right.
She miscarried from the first pregnancy, and now she became pregnant again and had a baby. And the question is the Nazirus only being triggered now, or was it triggered by the first baby? That sort of Yehuda had said it's only triggered by the second one, and Rav Shimon had said you have to make the tanai about Nazir Choiva and Nazir Nedava. The case that Rav Abba is asking about over here was everything happened all on the same day. It wasn't a separate pregnancy. It's that she had on the same day. She had one baby who was stillborn, and then a second baby who was born healthy.
So that's
the question: is after the first one was born, if he designated his carbonus, can we say that it was a valid designation? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that normally when a baby is born dead, then we don't say that it was a Vlad Shokayama, but over here, maybe we have much stronger reason to think that it was because its twin was born shortly afterwards, perfectly healthy.
So therefore,
that would mean after the first baby, when he designated those animals for korbanos, it was considered already his Nazirus was chal. As a result of the first baby.
So
maybe these korbanos already have kedusha. And therefore we can't shear them, and therefore we can't work them.
At what point, I want to ask you before, when you said, are you either of not starting your zeros?
Baal Ta'achar?
Right.
So we learned in Rosh Hashanah, we had a whole sugya about it, that you have five different opinions of Tanoim about it, but the halacha is after three you're going. Then you're over. But even before that, though, you still have a mitzvah saseh that if even one regal has passed and you haven't fulfilled your neder, then you're over already on the mitzvah saseh of you have a mitzvah saseh over there that l'shichnei sidrashu, that when you're coming to the Beis Mikdash, you should bring your karbanas.
What's the word?
L'shichnei sidrashu. You should seek out Hashem's dwelling place, the Beis Mikdash, and bring there your karbanas. Uvasa v'shama v'abeis v'shama. You should come there and you should bring your karbanas over there.
I mean, the baby's born that day, you don't have to start.
No, not necessarily, but still, yeah. The Rosh does also point out that you still, even though it's true, on the one hand, Tosfos is saying that when you have twins, ordinarily what it means is, as we said, that there's one fertilized egg that divided into two. The flip side of that, on the other hand, the Rosh points out, the suffix is, on the other hand, you can have two babies, two twins that develop on different tracks. We know throughout Shas, there's the concept we had a lot about in Yevamos, for example, that a baby can develop on a 7-month track or on a 9-month track. And the one that develops on a 7-month track can be born perfectly healthy during the seventh month. We say that Yitzchak was born that way, Moshe Rabbeinu was born that way, Shmuel, a number of great figures in Jewish history were born that way.
Without a twin,
necessarily. I mean, Moshe wasn't born with a twin, but yeah. Anyway, so the point is, though, the Gemara establishes elsewhere that you can actually have two twins where one is born after 7 months and the other was born after 9 months, and they're both perfectly healthy. The Gemara mentions Reb Chiya and his wife, Yehudis was her name, had that kind of situation. They had two twin boys named Yehuda and Chizkiya. The Chizkiya that we have in many places in Shas, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan, we had him earlier in our Masechta, was one of them. His brother, Yehuda, it seems, passed away younger, which is why we hear from him sometimes in the Gemara, but not very often, because he didn't live as long as Chizkiya. Anyway, the point is, the Gemara says that they were actually like that she became pregnant with them at the same time, but one was born after 7 months and the other one was born after 9 months. So the Rosh points out, you do have that possibility. And therefore, that was why the Gemara was asking the question that maybe, on the other hand, maybe it's true that you could have that the babies normally develop on the same track. And therefore, if one is born viable, the other one is also, but not necessarily. They could be developing on two completely different tracks. which maybe would be what we would think nowadays of as fraternal twins. Whether
it is, yeah. Happens things. I never heard it happen these days.
I don't know if it happened. I'm sure in the medical literature.
They have twins, one ninth and one to seventh.
Well, I don't know if they have it recorded in modern medical literature, but I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of odd cases that come up. But yeah, the Gemara tells us that it actually happened. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Fine. So again, so there, the Gemara leaves off the tekel. So we're not sure whether these animals gained kedusha by him designating them between the first baby and the second. Maybe at that point he's already considered that he has the chiyuv to become a nozer. Maybe not. Okay. The Gemara continues. Bamine ben Rechumi me Abaya. The son of Rechumi asked the following question to Abaya. Now this is. You have, I've mentioned before something that the Rogachover said in connection with when they there was somebody 100 odd years ago who claimed to have discovered the missing Yerushalmi Kodshim and started publishing it. And then they found out that it was all forgery. Anyway, the Rabbanim of that time were discussing it pro and con. The Rogachover at the time looked them over and said they can't be genuine. Every genuine Masechta has at least one Amora who was never mentioned anywhere else in Shas. So this is the one for Or Masechta, Ben Rechumi. He's never mentioned anywhere else. There is an interesting point that the Maharatz Chaya says, sometimes when you have these Chachamim who are mentioned in only one place, sometimes the name of them seems to be associated with a din that they actually said. For example, you have somebody mentioned in Brochus named Rab Zuhamoy, where there's a din mentioned over there about your Yodayim Mezuhamos, where a person's hands are dirty before benching and he has to wash Mayim Achronim. So the Maharatz Chaya says, you seem to have a number of such examples. He says, maybe this Ben Rechumi is an example of that, because in the series of questions that he's going to ask Abaya, there's going to be one of them where he uses the word Rechim Naloch, I love you. So therefore, maybe that's why he was nicknamed Ben Rechumi. Anyway, so he asked Abaya as follows. What if the person says, Harini Nozir L'chshiyehe L'bein, I will be a Nozir when I have a son. V'shama chavere v'oma v'olai. His friend hears and answers with the word va'alai and on me. So what does that mean? Mahu adibure mashma. Does he mean to refer only to the wording? In other words, well, does he mean to refer to the wording? So to the wording would mean, in other words, that I also will be a nazir. If you have a son, then I will, not only you, Reuven, the father of the baby, will be a nazir, but so will I, Shim. No, it could be the grandfather, could be a good friend, whatever. Oh yeah, gufe mashma. Or does it mean that he's saying on himself that when I have a baby, I will do the same thing, right? Right. Im tim tzolayma gufe mashma. And if you're going to say that he means it on himself, so therefore he's not saying when you, Reuven, have a baby, then I, Shimon, will be a nazir. He means I'm going to make the same kind of condition that when I, Shimon, have a baby, I myself will be a nazir. Well, then we have a second question. What if Reuven says I'll be a nazir when I have a son? And now his friend hears and says, instead of va'olai, as in the first one, he says va'ani, and I. So now, mahu, what would be the din? Does he mean to say on himself? So therefore he's saying, in other words, that I also will do the same thing when I have a baby. Or maybe what he means to say is, I also love you as much as you love yourself. I'm your good friend. And therefore, when you have a baby, I will be a nazir. That's according to the Rosh and Tosfos over here.
Just ask him, that's what I say.
I know, but you can always have that he forgot afterwards, or you could always have that he himself says I wasn't clear on what I meant at the time, whatever. In all these cases where you have an ambiguous expression like that, you can always discuss that point. Now you have a couple of other understandings among the Rishonim. The Rambam understands it that maybe he's not accepting Nazirus at all. All he's saying is, by saying Va'ani, he's saying, actually, that's really going to be for the next kid. Yeah, Vani means more, you know, I love you so much. I'm looking forward to that you're going to have a baby. So you're saying I'm looking to it so much forward to so much that I'm going to become a nazir. You should know I love you so much. I'm also looking forward to you having a baby. Not necessarily, though, that he would mean that. Not necessarily, though, that he means to actually accept Nazirus. And the Ravid has the Ravid over there on the Rambam has yet a third explanation. So he says that the in both cases the Ravid has the girsa that the friend says va'ani.
He'll pay for the kibbutz.
No, because then he would say that. Then he would say, are they allowed to pay for your korbanos or something? The question is that in the first case, the Reuven says, I'll be a nozer when I have a son, and Shimon says, va'ani. The second one, the Ravid learns, is that that Shimon is saying, I'll be a nozer when you, Reuven, have a son, and then Levi hears and says, va'ani. So neither one is talking about themselves having a son. Shimon is saying that when you, Reuven, have a son, I will become a nozer because I'm so happy for you. And Levi says, va'ani, and Levi says, and I. So now the question is, does he mean that I'm going to do the same thing when I have a baby? Or does it mean that doesn't mean the same way as, or it could, you don't even need Levi really. It could even be that Shimon says to Reuven and Reuven answers back to Shimon. He says, Va'ani. So does he mean that you're right, when I have a baby, I will be a nazir? Or does it mean, as much as you love me and you're willing to accept Nazirus when I have a baby, the same thing, I'll be reciprocal to you. And when you have a baby, I'm willing to become a nazir. So that would be the second question of Rabbi Chumi and of Ben Rechumi. And again, because he uses this expression, Rechim Naloch Kabasich, maybe that's why he's called Ben Rechumi. And we can continue with a third possibility. Im Timtzaloymer, and you might answer that in that second case, Kol Ba'ante Ksifalei Milsa, when it's in his presence, he would be embarrassed. So, in other words, maybe you could say, when the second person says Va'ani, maybe he's not actually willing to accept Bezirus, maybe he's only saying it out of embarrassment. In other words, we're all talking, we're all expressing our good wishes to you, so I also want to express my good wishes, but not necessarily that he's actually meaning to accept Nezirus on himself when the other guy has a baby. Maybe at most he's accepting Nezirus on himself when I have a baby. Or maybe he's not accepting, or with the way that Rambam learns it, maybe he's not accepting Nezirus at all. Maybe he just wants to say, I love you so much, I wish you would have a baby, but not that he's actually going to accept Nezirus. So that's one way of understanding the Sifa La Milsa. And the Rosh also, there's also the point if it just meant that he's going to accept the Mefarish makes an interesting point like this. If he actually meant that he's accepting the Zeros on himself at the time, then it would be very embarrassing. It would be a social no-no to be doing that. That we're talking about when Reuven has a baby, and all of a sudden Shimon tries to make it all about himself. You know what? When I have a baby, I'm going to become a nozer. So it wouldn't seem right. We're talking about Reuven having a baby. So if Shimon intends to do the same thing, maybe he would do it quietly to himself. So therefore, maybe we'd have more reason to think that he really means when Reuven has a baby, then Shimon will become a nazir. Well, if we learn like that, then we still have another question. What if he says, I'll be a nazir when Ploini has a son, and Ploini is not there right now, and his friend hears and says the word va'ani, and I, mahu. Now you have the question, what's the din? Mi aminan shaloi b'fonav. Do we say that since he's saying it not in the other person's presence, so it can't be that he's saying it out of embarrassment. It's not like if he doesn't speak up, then the other guy's going to think he's not a good friend or something. Therefore, anaf shekamar. Therefore, it means he's saying on himself that I will be a nazir when I have a son. Or maybe all he means to say is, Rechim nalei kavasich. I love him as much as you do. And therefore, again, according to most of the Rishonim, it would mean that I'm accepting Nazirus. If you have a son, or me, or if he has a son, rather, or maybe also, like the Rambam says, it just means I want you to know how much I love him and I'm looking forward to him having a son, but not necessarily accepting the Nazirus. So the Gemara finishes off Tiboy, so we leave it open. Tiboy is like Teku, another Masechtis. Again, Loshen Nedarim, Loshen Nazir Meshuna, just like Loshen Nedarim Meshuna. So we also talked about yesterday, Loshen Nazir Meshuna. So sometimes you have in some places where the Loshen of it is unusual compared to the rest of Shas.
Which safety you said that they tried to redo Yerushalmi, you said it was?
The Yerushalmi Kodshim, yeah. Because the Rambam writes that in his times there existed Yerushalmi on 5 Sdorim, which seems to include Kodshim, but in our times we don't have it. So yeah, there was this fellow 100 odd years ago who claimed to have found it. It was a forgery, yeah. So anyway, the halacha, the bottom line halacha is, whenever we have something in the Gemara with a series of imtim tzaloymars, there's a rule going back to the time of the Goinim that we paskin in each stage like the imtim tzaloymar of the previous stage. Meaning, in our case, So in our case, we started with the question where Reuven says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. And Shimon hears and says, Va'alai. So we said there's two possibilities. He may mean that I accept on myself that I'll be a Nazir when I have a baby. Or he may mean I'll be a Nazir when you have a baby. And we said, Imtim Tzaloyma, Gufa Mashma. The result of that Imtim Tzaloyma is we assume he doesn't mean when you, Reuven, have a baby, then I will be a Nazir. He means I'm doing the same thing for myself. When I have a baby, I will become a Nazir. Then we have the second question about what if he says, what if the other person says, Va'ani? Does it mean that he means to take on Nazirus? So does he mean Rachim Nalaik Loch Kavasach? I love you as much as the other, as much as you love yourself, and therefore that I'm accepting Nazirus when you have a son. Or maybe again he means that I'm accepting Nazirus when I have a son. So then we would say that so Im Tim Tzaloima, we said that when he's in his presence, Ksifalei Milsa, he's just embarrassed to not say anything. Then the result would be that he's not, and according to the Rambam's understanding of it, then that he hasn't accepted Nazirus on himself. He's just meaning to say that I don't want to not speak up, because then he's going to think that I'm not a good friend. Only the last case where it's not the fun of, then we have the suffer, because now we have no reason to say Ksifalei Milsa, because he didn't have to speak up. When you have a bunch of friends standing around and talking about, I hope Reuven has a baby, and one of them says, and I'll be a Nazir if he does, you're not necessarily constrained to say over there, Va'ani. And therefore, if you do, then it's a suffix whether you became a Nazir or not.
So back to the lach, you said would be, but which instance one would be the lach?
So that's the thing. So what we say is in each question, when the Gemara continues on that question, on the basis of that, im tim tzaloyma, if you're going to say the answer to that question is such and such, then what happens with the next question? So we say the halacha is like the one that the Gemara uses as the im tim tzaloyma. That's the way.
It's the second to last.
So that's the thing. So therefore, we have in this chain of halachas, only the last one does it wind up being a suffix. Only in that last one does it wind up being a suffix, because that's the only one that the Gemara left as tiboi that we leave the question open. So then the halacha is that he'd be a nozim is suffix. And then, well, so then what you have is a nozim is suffix. Then, then it would be a suffix, where suffix nazirus lahakol. So in practice, he doesn't become a nazir. So yeah, here's how the Rambam phrases it. Reuven says, I'll be a nazir when I have a son. Shimon says, va'ani. Then his friend becomes a nazir. And not only that, he becomes a nazir right away. Reuven becomes a nazir only when the baby is born. So that's the thing. In the case where Reuven says, ha'ini nazir, when I have a son, and Shimon says, Shimon says, va'ani, then Shimon actually becomes a nazir right away. Because then we say that the Gemara said, Im Tim Tzaloyma, Gufei Mashma, means, in other words, the Rambam learns, it means that he's accepting the Zeros on himself immediately, not even when the baby is born. So unlike the Rosh and Tosfos, who understood that it meant that a Gufei would mean he's accepting that, he's saying that I'll be, that when I have a baby, I'll be a Nazir. Here, the Rambam is understanding that it means that first question, it means that he himself is saying, I will be a Nazir right away without any conditions. Then you have the second case. Reuven says to Shimon, when you have a son, I will be a Nazir. And Levi says, Va'ani, then he's not a Nazir, because then he just means that he's embarrassed to say otherwise. Reuven is telling Shimon how much he loves him, that he's willing to be a Nazir on his behalf. For Levi to not speak up there in Shimon's presence would be embarrassing. So therefore, he just means that I wish you would have a son. As much as Reuven wishes it, I wish it also. Then in the last case where Reuven is saying about Shimon, when Shimon is not present, I'll be a Nazir when Shimon has a son, and Levi hears and says, Va'ani, now you have a suffix. Does he mean I plan to be a Nazir like you, or does he mean to say I love him as much as you do? And suffix Nazirus Lahakol, so the result is that Levi is not a Nazir. That's how the Rambam learns it. And again, the Raibin has a different understanding of some of the details of it, and the Rosh and Tosfos have yet a different understanding.
Levi knows that when he said it, he meant that he will be
He will be a Nazir. Okay, then maybe he'd be a Nazir. Yeah, but saying
it's not a question. Right.
Mishnah says, Harini Nazir. What if a person says, I'll be a Nazir? So now he becomes a Nazir right away. The Nazir Kshiyili Bain. And in addition, he says, I'll also be a Nazir when I have a baby.
Okay, we learned that before.
No, we didn't.
We learned this from my beer. Once he said, I'll be a Nazir, boom.
Well, that's what we have to figure out. Hischel Moina Eschaloi. Now, suppose he starts counting his own Nazirus. Now, in this, throughout this Mishnah and throughout this Sugya, when we use the word Shaloi, we mean the Nazirus that he accepted on himself without any reference to a baby. Shel Bno, it doesn't mean his son's Nazirus, it means the Nazirus that is a result of his son being born. So in this case, Monas Shaloi, he counts his own Nazirus, he finishes that off, V'achakuch Monas Shel Bno, and then he starts counting the Nazirus of his, I said the words wrong. He started counting his own Nazirus, and then a son was born. Mashlem Ashtaloi, he finishes his Nazirus. V'achakach Mona Ashtal Benoi, then he starts counting the Nazirus, and he brings the Korbanos and everything, and then he starts the Nazirus of his son. In that case, since he had first said Harini Nazir, which is a Nazirus independent of him having a son, then therefore he finishes that one off first. Now the Mefarish over here and a couple of other Rishonim learn that actually what would be is that we consider it as though it was one long Nazirus. So Tosfos and the Rosh and many Rishonim learn that what would happen is, so first he finishes off his Nazirus after 30 days as usual, then he brings his coat, shaves, brings his Korbanos, everything is over. Now he starts another 30 days for the fact that his son was born. On the other hand, the Mefarish and a few other Rishonim learn that it actually becomes one big long Nazirus, and therefore he doesn't shave in between. He just, in effect, he has one long Nazirus of 60 days, or however long the times were that he said.
So what does it depend on? If you go 30 or if you go straight?
It depends on which Rishon you follow. Yeah.
Where he said it.
Yeah. On the other hand, what about the other way around? How did he Nazir Shiyili Bain? What if he said the other way around? I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. And then also he says V'Nazir. And later on he says, and I'll be a Nazir without any Tanai. So now Hiskol Mona Eschaloi. So now he starts counting the Nazirus that he took on for himself. So because after all, he had made a Nedu of Nazirus, an independent Nedu of Nazirus, even though he said it only after the one of his son. It doesn't mean that's only going to take effect later on. It means it can take effect now. So he can start counting that one now. And maybe he should after all, because otherwise, eventually he may be Ovan Baltacha. So he starts counting his, and then in the middle of his Nazirus, the baby is born. Maniach Eschaloi, then he sets aside his Nazirus. And he suspends his Nazirus. Umoina Eschobno. He starts counting the 30 days for the Nazirus that's a result of the birth. Vachaukach Mashlim Eschaloi. And then he goes and finishes off his own, and he goes and brings two sets of Korbanos. So now you have the Tosfos discusses that it would mean that like the way the Mefarish learned the previous one, it would mean he's not shaving in between. He's just making it as though it was one long Nazirus. On the other hand, the Rosh talks about that maybe what he would have. Now we're going to talk about in the next Mishnah. We're going to talk about in the Gemara, and we're going to talk about also in the next Mishnah what happens if there's not 30 days left between the end of the Nazirus for his son and the end of his own Nazirus. The rule is that we learned before that you have to have minimum growth of hair to shave for Nazirus is 30 days. So what happens, for example, we're going to deal with this in the next Mishnah. What would happen, for example, if he made the Nazirus, he started his own Nazirus, and then let's say the baby was born 10 days before his Nazirus was over. So now, what's he going to do? Is he going to shave at the end of the Nazirus for the baby, and then again 10 days later? Can't. You need 30 days in between. So we're going to deal with that in the next Mishnah. So now, the vote would be also that, so what are we talking about over here? Let's say there is 30 days in between. So do we say that he is in fact shaving and bringing his Korbanos in between, which is how Tosfos learns, or maybe not, or no, Tosfos learns that actually he wouldn't, that it would be one long, that it would end up being one long Nazirus, he wouldn't shave in between. On the other hand, the Rosh holds that he would, and then he would start the other Nazirus. We had earlier, actually, an interesting point that Rosh had brought up a few days ago. When you have a person who made a series of Nazirus, we had, let's say, the case where a person said that I'll be a Nazir as many times as the hairs on my head, where we said that then it means he's going to be a Nazir indefinitely, one group of 30 days after another, and each time he's going to shave and bring his Korbanos. The Rosh brought up the question over there, can he delay after any one of them shaving and bringing his Korbanos? On the one hand, he's going to be a Nazir the rest of his life anyhow, maybe it doesn't matter. On the other hand, he can't start the next Nazirus until he finishes the first one, and therefore he shouldn't be delaying it any longer than necessary. And the Rosh says, in fact, it's more logical to understand it that way. In the same vein, then, the Rosh says over here that in our case over here, he will in fact have to shave and bring the korbanos in between and then restart the other nazirus. And if there's not 30 days from the end of one to the other, then he's going to have extra days in order to grow the hair before he can bring his korbanos. Days of gidul seir. Practically speaking, he has to keep the rules of a nazir during that time, but a nafkamina is if he were to become tameh during that time, then he doesn't lose all the days of his nazirus. We touched on before, and we're going to deal with in great detail later in the Masechta, that when a person becomes tameh during his nazirus, he loses all the days he counted until he has to bring korbanos tumah and lose all the days he did until then. But we said, but we learned before in the confection with Machlokas about Pada and Ramasna, that if he becomes tameh after that, after the days are completed, then he doesn't lose all the days, then he just has to wait till he's tahor and he can bring his korbanos. So therefore, in a case like this, let's say, for example, there's only 10 days left of his nazirus. So we're saying he has to shave and bring his korbanos in between, but then he needs an extra 20 days beyond the 10 days to grow enough hair to shave. If he were to become tameh during those 20 days, then he'd be fine. He wouldn't lose anything of his nazirus. He'd just have to wait till he's tahor.
That we learned only if this comes at 30 days already.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. In other words, that the same way as there can't be Nazirus less than 30 days, the same way there can't be between the end of one Nazirus and the end of another, there can't be less than 30 days. That's the point. But if you have, let's say, only 10 days between them, then he still needs to keep an extra 20 days just in order to grow the hair. But those are not actually counted as part of his Nazirus. But practically speaking, he has to keep the restrictions of a Nazir, but if he becomes Tomei during that time, then nothing happens.
He ends up doing 2 months plus.
So he ends up, in that scenario, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to deal with more detail with that in the Gemara and in the next Mishnah. But yeah, Tosfos also points out, by the way, if the baby was born on the same day that he said Harini Nazir, then fine, then he can just count one Nazirus that includes both of them. It can be 30 days that covers both of them, because then there's nothing that's in one that's not automatically in the other. The Nazir, each one is 30 days regardless. Only if the baby was born the next day or the day after that or something like that, where then you have days that weren't included in the original Nazirus. So now we can talk about that you need to break off one and count the other and so on and so forth.
It doesn't matter in the Lashon that he said there was, it showed that there's two different Nazirus.
No, because the fact that he said Harini Nazir clearly being the Nazir, but it's all, so Tosfos learns that therefore it could all be actually one Nazirus that will cover both of them. Anyway. So that's what the Mishnah says. Maniach Eshtaloi, he set aside his Nazirus. Or Mona Eshtalbanoi, he counts the Nazirus that came as a result of his son being born. V'achakach Mashlam Eshtaloi, and then he completes the Nazirus that he started. Yeah. In the case, by the way, what Tosfos says is when the baby was born on the same day that he said Harini Nazir, then yes, he can count only 30 days. Tosfos says he would have to bring two sets of korbanos. Because, in other words, Tosfos explains, in other words, it's not that he means to count two separate Nazirias. He just means that he's going to be a Nazir for him, for myself and for the fact that my baby was born. So if both of them are able to be chal at the same time, he would prefer that. And therefore, it means it's one Nazirus that covers both things. Only if they include separate days, then not. So in that case, they are really two separate Nazirus that just happen to cover the same number of days. Therefore, at the end, he's bringing two sets of korbanos for this Nazirus.
When do we have to bring separate sets of korbanos?
So we'd have to bring separate sets of korbanos. So like this, he'd have to bring separate sets of korbanos because he said two statements of Nazirus. But because it all covers the same days, therefore he can get away with one 30-day period of Nazirus that will cover both of those things, because we do consider them as though they were separate Nazirus, and therefore at the end he has to bring two sets of korbanos.
So we said, I'll be a Nazir when my son's born, the Nazir.
So that's what we're saying. If it all happened on the same day that he said that, the baby was born, then he can do one Nazirus of 30 days, which covers both of them. But in effect, it's really two Nazirus in one. And therefore, at the end, he's bringing two sets of korbanos. Only if the baby was born, let's say, the next day, then you can't say that, because now you have a Nazirus as a result of the baby being born that covers one day that the other Nazirus did not cover. So now you're going to have that they're going to be separate Nazirus, because you can't have a Nazirus of only one day, and therefore the result is that he's going to have to count them consecutively for 60 days. And according to Tosfos, again, he's not shaving in the middle and bringing the korbanos, and according to the Rosh, maybe he is.
So here the Shaykh, they have one set of 30 days and bring double korbanos.
Right, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, So we'll deal with the Gemara tomorrow, Bes Hashem, because the discussion starts over here and continues on to Daf Yud Dalet, and there's no real good place to break it in between.
I know even we learned before, we said that you stop his
Nezidus and starts counting the one for his son.
Like we keep learning the whole time over and over and over that minimum is 30 days. You start 30 days, you got to finish, and then you can do your sons.
Well, that's right. So when we say that when we say he breaks off his own and starts counting his sons, so it doesn't necessarily mean that he's bringing his korbanos at that point. It may mean that he just stops counting the number of days for his and starts from now on. The nezirus that I'm doing is to fulfill the neder that he said that when his son is born, he's going to be a nazir. Afterwards, we can talk about at the end of his son's nezirus, is he bringing korbanos and then resuming his, or is he not bringing korbanos and just doing one long?
That's the question, right?
That's the question. That's the difference between the different rishonim, right?
And there's anything like, what's wrong with him if he started his own? What's wrong with him finishing it? And then what are we doing with his sons?
Because he said first that I'm going to be a nazir when my son is born. If he had said first I'll be a nazir without conditions, and yeah, that was the first case and of the Mishnah.
Even though it's before
the Shabbos Regalim and all that, but still, he shouldn't delay it. It's not just he shouldn't delay it. He said, I'll be a nazir when my son is born, implying, in other words, that as soon as the son is born, then he's a nazir.
By the way.
Right. In other words, the difference is when a person says Harini Nozir and doesn't put a time on it, so fine, you know, he should become a Nozir. No, actually, if he says Harini Nozir, he does become a Nozir right away. Yeah, you could have, for example, that a person says, I will become a Nozir, where there you can talk about how long does he have before he's over on that he hasn't fulfilled his promise yet. But when he says Harini Nozir, then he is a Nozir right away. And when he says Harini Nozir Shri Ali Bain, then as soon as the son is born, he is a Nozir. And there's no delay in
that. So again, where's that change? If he said, I'm going to be a Nozir.
So he said, I'm going to be a Nozir versus I am a Nozir. Oh. How many Nozir means I am a Nozir? Yeah. Well, then he's a Nozir. Yeah.